of the patient told me, Mr. Port, do you have stomach disease? Yes, I have stomach disease. You need medicine? I need medicine every day, every morning. It is it your medicine? Yes, so you can keep it. I am very glad and I begin to say fast every night. Only three drops of wine in my hand and one drop of wine. And we arrange so that in my group of 50, there are 6 Catholics with me. Everybody in a bed, and after consecration, in obscurity, I give them communion. And then we keep that, and in hidden, in the recent sacks of paper, we distribute to each group of prisoners, and they give one of the group keep it in his pocket, his little bag, nylon, in his pocket. So in the whole prison, in the whole camp of concentration, we have the presence of Jesus. Many were converted, the Catholics were converted, and there are many fundamentalists, Buddhists converted, because we have the presence of Jesus. My fifth conviction, I will have only one wisdom, the science of the cross. You can read it, I pass. Because I would know people of it. The sixth, I will remain faithful to my mission in the church and for the church as a witness of Jesus Christ. The sense of the union to the church, to the Holy Father, is my strength. Because we are always in solidarity, in union with the whole church. As Saint Peter, when he was in jail, the whole church prayed for him. I will seek the peace and the world cannot give. There is something special I would like to tell you. I will speak one language, I wear one uniform charity. It is one of the many things I experienced in my prison. In the prison, the first thing, very difficult, is hate. I was alone. They sent 2 young officers to stay with me. They don't speak to me. They said yes or no. They avoid speaking. So I am always isolated. But I think, what I can do for them? What may I give them? I am poor. I have nothing to give them. But there is something. I am still rich. The love of Jesus Christ in my heart. I can give it to them. I will give to talk with them. Sight their curiosity. And afterwards, they came ask me to teach them what I know about French, English, and so on. They become my by other brother. And slowly, slowly, he became my friend. And they told me, we were friends, like you are a reactionary. You are an agent of the CIA. And if you know our name, the address of our family, when you will be liberated, you send your man, your agent, to kill our family. So we fear that tremendously. But now that you are with us, you teach us, we see, we fear, but we are friends. One thing for them difficult to understand is forgiveness. How can we pardon our enemies? And many times they ask me, do you love us? I said, yes, I love you. I stay with you so long time. And you can understand that. They said, it is difficult to understand that somebody can forgive and pardon his enemies. And we irritate you. You are in prison for so long time without trials, without sentence. You remain in prison. And in 13 years, you have been transferred in 16 different places. And you have never a visit from your family, from your relative. All the prisoners have a visit every month, and you never. I told them, I continue to love you. But why do you love us? Because Christ taught me to love you. And if I don't love you, I'm no more worthy to be called a Christian. I forget everything I love. And slowly, slowly, they understand the love, the Christian love. And I can tell you a little story about my cross. I was in prison. I'm a saw the wood. And I asked one of my guards, please allow me to cut a piece of wood in the form of a cross. Oh, it is very, very dangerous, because it is forbidden to have any sign of religion in prison. But now we are friends. Let me do. No. It is dangerous for you and for me. I will be in prison like you. Now, we are friends. Close your eyes. Let me do. I mean, hide it. He went away. Let me alone. So I cut the wood in the form of the cross and hide it in soap. Piece of soap, hide it always, because the chief control our affairs always to see if we have something, if we wrote something. And until I was liberated, and this piece of wood become my cross, a pectoral cross. The piece, the black piece here is the wood I bring for my prison. And in another prison, close to Hanoi, I told my guard, I need something. What do you like? I need a piece of electric wire. And he told me, oh, we were told in the University of the Security that a prisoner who has a piece of electric wire will suicide seems. I said, no, the priest don't suicide, the bishop don't suicide. I must leave until my liberation and to walk again. And then, but what can you do with a piece of electric wire? I would like to make a chain to wear my clothes. But how can you make a chain with electric wire? I said, please, I would like to borrow two spindles, little spindles. And I will show you how we can make it. He dared, but by the end, he told me, because we are friends, I will bring you a piece of electric wire tomorrow, 7 o'clock. And you and me must finish it from 7 to 11. And I will let my companion go Hanoi by night. And I will stay along with you. We must finish before 11, because if he can, maybe he denounce. We will be punished. He brought me, and we cut electric wire in pieces like matches. And with those pincers, we met in 4 hours the chain. The chain is electric wire. And so everywhere I bring the chain of electric wire and this cross, both met in prison with me. It is not a souvenir, but it is a conviction that only with Christian love we can change the heart. Change the heart. Always in unity with Jesus we change the heart. When first I met the Holy Father, when I arrived in Rome, he saw that and he asked me to tell him the story. I told the Holy Father story, and he gave me a simple cross and a chain. And smiling, he told me, but mine is so precious as yours.